Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So, some History Monday and a return to the throne for the ladies that play golf at Bloomington South. Dustin Carver's crew, a solid 16-shot win over third-ranked Columbus North. The history, Cherise Otter, Emma Fisher. All-conference for a fourth year. It was a great day, Dustin, all the way around for your Panther Girls Monday, huh?
It was great. It was a great day. I mean, I was proud of the girls. They knew, you know, us hosting that we had an advantage being on our home course, which was great to host for the four seniors, and they went and did what they had to do, and we're bringing home a Conference Indiana championship, which is pretty special.
Well, it is special, and even though you were on your home course, still that the course has been over the course of these last couple of weeks, ever since September, it's been playing doggone tough, hasn't it?
It's been playing extremely tough. The greens were just lightning quick, and I just don't think some of the teams were used to that, and we were. Of course, we played on every day, but still have to do your job at hand, and Sharice and Emma and Sydney and Betsy and Lindsay went out and took care of business.
Well, they did indeed. Yeah, Cherise now has won the medal, twice. Her freshman year, that was the last time South won the conference. Emma won it in 2013, and then Cherise last year and this year, shooting that 1-over-73. Also making all-conference is Sydney Bamba, an 87. She was 6th overall. Betsy Beggs fired a 96, and Lindsay Bamba, 104. North was 5th. Lauren Lewis, senior. Honorable mention, all-conference. Conference team medalists with a 90. The sectional for the girls coming up at the Cades next Monday. Don't forget Sports Talk tonight. Fred Glass behind the scenes, plus Sherry Dunbar-Cruzan. Little volleyball on the Hoosier beat with her senior captain, Courtney Harnish. Will start from Yokies a little past 6. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, the mood of the head coach was a bit different Monday than it was a week ago. Different because the defense was a little bit different, played a little different than it did against Southern Illinois 2 weeks ago. But as Kevin Wilson was telling us in our Monday media gathering at Henke Hall of Champions, a lot to build on. 2-0 for a first time since 2012, but a lot to improve on, including the hopeful improvement of that young secondary that's slowly grasping what it's all about here at this level.
We're growing up, so it was nice to see those guys make some adjustments, and to me, the attitude of how I think we need to play defense. And I could care less what some calls are. Kind of had that attitude offensively. It's never been embraced. And I really challenged our coaches last week, not schematically, but I want to see our defense playing the game in an aggressive, positive style, not a reactionary mode. You got to react to things. It's called trained reaction. But I want our kids knowing what they're doing. So if you need to simplify, simplify. If it's too complicated, don't do it. But the more we can just get lined up and not be vanilla, but just get lined up and be aggressive, I think good things will happen. And to me, that was good to see. I'm not surprised to see it. And I think it's something to build on because I don't think it's close to what it can be. We got a long way to go, and they're going to get a phenomenal challenge from a great group of receivers, tremendous quarterback. They're going to get big test this week, and you're going to get a bunch more as we move into Wake Forest and the Big Ten plays we move forward.
Well, Coach Kevin, happy about one thing, the plus in the turnover category, plus 4 going into this one Saturday after the first two games. 5 turnovers resulting in 27 points. That leads the Big Ten right now and ranks 6th nationally. Western Kentucky at 4. Kickoff, by the way, for the Hoosiers' first road game down at Wake Forest a week from Saturday, 12:30. That'll be on the ACC Network. I'm Joe Smith.